Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center, talking hay in just a moment.
Well, looky here, boys. There's a new tin horn in town. And who might you be, stranger?
The name's Witax, and I'm the new sheriff in town.
And what makes you so all-fired special, Mr. Witags?
Well, a lot of things, son.
Like what?
Well, like the fact I'm made from advanced thermopolyurethane and acetyl nylon to withstand extremes in heat and cold, as well as ultraviolet light, moisture, and mold.
Ooh, you don't say.
Yes, sir, I do say. Plus, I'm the only one-piece tag with the Sergi Tip tag tip for a cleaner incision, faster healing, and better tag retention.
Go on.
And if that isn't good enough for you, I come with the deepest, darkest, 100% pure laser imprinting on the market. It's guaranteed for the life of the animal.
Well, barkeep, how about a drink from a new friend, Mr. Witags here?
This year, ask your livestock products dealer for the new Witags one-piece tagging system from Witags.
When the wildfires hit in April of this year, the call went out for donations of hay. Some hay came in, but not as much as we saw being donated a year ago. Hay stocks started out lower in December 2017 compared to a year earlier, and they've been drawn down to the lowest levels this year since 2013. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center says a lot of hay being fed, especially in the southern plains, and that leaves us not much left.
We expected, you know, nearly record tight nationwide hay stocks as of May 1 reported by USDA, and they actually came in tighter than we anticipated. We look at the northern plains of the U.S., we fed a lot of hay. We look at the southern plains of the U.S. because of very dry conditions, we fed a lot of hay. In fact, we fed more than normal. And so the decline in hay stocks between our, we get two reports a year, December 1 and May 1. May 1 kind of starts our new crop year. That overwinter usage, even though we didn't have, you know, a severe winter year, except for in northern Montana, et cetera, we fed more hay than normal, as I mentioned earlier. So these hay stocks are very tight, and we've seen that in hay prices, where hay prices have been consistently moving higher year over year. And, you know, some of our other feedstuffs, corn is up, et cetera, but the hay market has been, you know, surprisingly strong. And it is really that stock situation. Then we move into the new crop year. Nationwide, we're going to have fewer hay acres harvested. We have less in the west of alfalfa acres planted. And then Mother Nature will have a lot to say, as you know, about our upland hays, et cetera, that can be harvested in the high plains in the Midwest. And, you know, so we're in a season where some planning on the hay forage side, given these very tight stocks, especially in the southern plains, where we went into the year with strong stocks in the southern plains, now we're at a situation of tight stocks.
And as Jim Robb says, mighty tight right now here in the southern plains.
More acute in the southern plains, absolutely. Okay. And that's really something in a management sense that we need to look at and see how this crop develops. It seems like some of the hay is being cut and baled rather quickly here. I expect there'll be a lot of this early cuttings of hay sold directly into the marketplace.
And the tightness of hay supplies that Jim Robb's talking about fits the story we're hearing from a lot of wheat producers in western Oklahoma, looking at their fields, concluding that the limited number of bushels that they could harvest for grain, not as valuable as the forage that they may be able to recover as hay here in 2018. One Nebraska cattle producer that we dialogued with on Twitter last night said, "I've said for a while hay is going to be the most profitable cash crop in the cattle regions. After a couple of phone calls today, I'm still thinking hay bales are going to pay more." You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Our next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 17th from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time, featuring 6,450 yearling steers, 6,350 weaned calves, and more. For information, go to the website SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.